సెల్ఫ్ గివింగ్ ఆత్మనిబీరు సర్వస్వాత్మనిబీరుదని ది వెరీ క్రైటీరియన్ హౌ ఫార్ వన్ హెస్ సరెండర్ హింసెల్ఫ్ టు వాట్ డిగ్రీ ఫర్ ది కాజ్ ఇట్ విల్ డిపెండ్ ఆల్ అదర్ ఫంక్షన్స్ విల్ డిపెండ్ ఆన్ దిస్ ట్రూత్ that with how far intensity he has dedicated to take the name or to the service of Guru or to the deity or whatever he is to preach, whatever. But how, what is the intensity of the dedication for the satisfaction of the Lord? Gopis are not engaged always in japam. Or always taking them in the beach. Yes. But their every activity attracting Krishna towards them. So all our movement will be such that they will attract Krishna. They will be bent only to satisfy Krishna, nothing else. All the movement, wholesale conversion. Wholesale transformation, not only the leap of the mind, mind, body, with all limbs, etc., but everything, wholesale transformation, that is necessary. We shall live and move for Him, not for anything else. That is what is the desired end. Completely we belong to Him, His slave. He can make or mar. Whatever, every right he has got over me. He may play with me in any way he likes. Play though. Our dedication towards him will be so much, of such quality. Anyhow, to reach there.
Personally, Fair Maharaj, the more one intense becomes and the dedication for Krishna, the more one disappointed also one becomes.
Oh. What did you say?
The more intense we become dedicated, he finds the more disappointed I become.
Dedication is disappointment. Dedication to what?
And the dedication to Sri Krishna, the more dedication to my Gurudev, the dedication to the devotees, more disappointed.
Have you heard this name, the philosophy of Hegel, die to live? So he must not be miser. Die to live. You will have fully to die what you are at present. If you want a proper life that will come from within, you have to put yourself into the fire, and the alloy will be eliminated, and the pure gold will come with its dazzling color. Something like that. Die to live, that Mr. Hegel says. The soul does not die. By dedication, those alloyed things, mind, body, and so many other aspirations, they will be reduced into ashes by the fire when we cast us in the dedication.
This I know.
Then die to live, you will remember.
I mean, if everyone had that spirit, Maharaj, then there would be no break-up like I see before my very eyes, with this gone, different groups here, different mats here, all representing different parts, but all breaking up.
If everybody had this spirit, there would be no factions, ISKCON break up, another mot here, another mot there.
But all may not be normal.
Where's
some
the
difference.
Some difference. The offensive preaching? I don't see it. I don't see the offensive preaching.
Those that are engaged in such, they cannot follow the perfect course. Some defect and hitch. Then there is the lila. We satisfy Krishna, we find defense. In the group of the servants, in the normal position of Vrindavan, there is also some fighting. So fighting is not bad. Fighting, if to satisfy Krishna's whim, sweet will, then that is acceptable to me. What is the bad there? Satisfaction for Krishna. Mm. If fighting is satisfaction, we shall do that.
But if we are neglecting the fallen souls, if we are only fighting just for our own prestige, and we're neglecting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission to go out and give prima bhakti and love to the fallen souls, spread it all over, we're only fighting for our own selfishness, then I think there's something bad in that.
Maybe. Oh. When a patient is in the hospital for course of treatment, some disease disappeared, another disease came out. That also treated and finished, another disease came out from within. It may be when in the sadhak, not siddha, those that have come to hospital, they are all patients. This is also a hospital, Krishna consciousness. ISKCON, that is a hospital. Mm-hmm. That is not a place that where all the normal health persons gather. They are all patients. In the course of treatment.
Where are the doctors, Maharaj?
Huh?
Where are the doctors?
There is doctor.
Patients cure themselves.
A doctor, expert may not be. So many students, they also are getting something and they are doing accordingly. Absolute knowledge, you cannot expect anywhere. The competition in the atom bomb, whether America or Russia in the top, always progressing, always in the middle stage. No final achievement anywhere. We cannot expect that to see. Always relative position. All relative position. And that does not mean, because it is relative, it is not absolute, so we must give up the campaign. It is unpractical. Everything defective, still we are doing that. We are taking daily food, whatever we are dealing with, all is not perfect. Still we have to maintain the maximum good, whatever we can gather, we can do with that. The absolute position, it is not very so easily got.
No.
You have to pass through the relative positions towards the absolute. Every one of us.
I don't want to go to the absolute position. I want to just, whatever I have got to go and help someone. Help them
So by elimination and acceptance, everywhere. Progress means elimination and acceptance. We can't avoid that. Elimination and acceptance. But elimination should not be done inconsiderately. Sadharmi nisamansiyo paladharmo bhayabha. But at the same time, our aim object be with the higher aim. Sadbhadharmaan parityajyamami kamsaramangoya. So, elimination and acceptance. That is means progress. Progress means elimination and acceptance in every subject. And we are not to blame others. Whatever is coming from within. I am not to blame others. The whole burden of this trouble is with me. None is responsible for that. When? Because there is the hand and the interference of the Absolute everywhere. So, just when there is government, a hooligan may not have escaped. So the absolute government is there. We are according to our karma, we are giving and taking. It is not anarchy after all. So we have to suffer or enjoy our own karma, fruit of our own action. That is the law here. And when we would think that I am responsible for all my disastrous things, then there would be a favorable time for me. I would be released. When a criminal says that I am taught sufficiently, I shall not go. The punishment that has been dealt on me, it has been true, it is justified, then he may be released, that he won't commit any nuisance afterwards. So when we shall take patiently, tattenu kampang susamikkhamam, bhunyane iva atmakutam, I am responsible, I am suffering for my own action, none to be blamed, then he will come to the door of release, salvation. Otherwise not. Bad workman quarrels with his tools. It is my own karma that has created for me this environment where I find myself at present. It is my own ardent thing. I have earned such atmosphere by my previous karma. So none to be blamed. And when I shall understand this truth intact, then my day of liberation will come near. This is advised by Bhagavatam in Prabhupada. Tattinu kampang susheut bhunyani vatma kirtan vipaka. So Dayabhak, he can claim to be liberated. Muktipadisha Dayabhak. Do you follow?
I follow, Maharaj. I follow very clearly.
not clearly, but haphazardly.
No, I follow clearly.
Clearly. So no question can come again from you?
No question. I'm expressing
some questions will come again.
I'm expressing disappointment, Maharaj, that's all.
A disappointment?
I'm expressing disappointment and the pitching activity of...
Then what side do you find your prospect? This is gone. I've seen that things are disappointing. Gauriyamat is disappointing you. And how do you find the people of your prospect?
I'm very disappointed in the bickering between Gauriyamat, bickering between ISKCON and Gauriyamat's position of the Gauriyamat against ISKCON. ISKCON are just young boys, young mature boys, but they're being hammered by the Gauriyamat spiritually.
You see, when Einstein came and he said against Newton, then he was insulted in the beginning.
Yeah.
Then again they came when they told that, yes, Einstein is above Newton. So you don't forget that you are in the infinite. Yeah. You are such an infinite thing. So, so many different parties, they may have different convictions. According to their own conviction, they would say, this is good, this is bad. This is good, this is bad. According to their discretion, their capacity to understand things, because they are of variegated nature, so some variety there cannot but be. And for that, some external or internal quarrel difference there must be.
That is the example. Einstein came. When Einstein spoke against Newton, you were saying just now. With the example of Newton, Einstein spoke opposing Newton. Then
first, the followers of Newton, they stood against Einstein.
Yes.
But gradually they could know, no, this is true, Einstein.
And he was given a higher position. I see.
The fourth dimension, what is the gift of Einstein? The fourth dimension, not three. The possibility of the future must be calculated within the present.
I see.
Otherwise, that is not, the estimation is not proper. They're always changing. Things are always changing. So the change, the factor of change must be calculated within the present. Otherwise it is not complete. something like that, what he taught.
Yes.
And many other things also. Yeah.
Vidyagamanavadas.
So Mahaprabhu came, the Bhagavat came, the fifth dimension took. Before that, fourth dimension, Vaikuntha. Before that, Shankara, three dimension. And the Buddha, two dimension, in this way.
Buddha, two dimension?
Two dimension.
Yes, I've never studied. I mean, I've never studied dimensions.
Example. I tell about example. The elimination of the subtle body, nothing remains. That is the be-all and the everything of Buddha. Charvak, the Epicureans, they say with the dissolution of the physical body, nothing remains.
Yeah.
Buddha gave recognition of the subtle body. And with the dissolution of the subtle body, nothing remains. Then Shankara says, whether the subtle body is all reflection of a third thing, that is true and eternal, and this is all reflection. And when it is reflected in somewhere, with the dissolution of that, the reflection soul dissolves forever, nothing remains. Ramanuj told, no, that there is another world on the opposite side. This is the world of exploitation, and we may merge in liberation, that is the abscissa, and the positive line is plane is on the other side. Pure subjective and the dedication is the life, very life there. Here exploitation and the renunciation in the abscissa, and then dedication, that is the plane, and the true life in dedication. The fourth. And Mahaprabhu told that calculative dedication, that is one thing, and the spontaneous dedication, and dedication not to the power and the majesty, but dedication to the beauty, that is the highest. Okay. It was given by Mahaprabhu and from Bhagavatam, clearly it was proved. Oh, there are so many differences among the propounders of the main conception of reality. Then there may be dependences among their disciples also, to a certain extent. Neho nana stikas, there must be nana. Mahaprabhu told, if there is no variety, then how the unity can come? Neho nana stikim chana. Shankaracharya just told that the variety, no variety. But Mahaprabhu says, if no variety, then why the question of of unity? The variety must be there. The variety and the unity, and then the adjustment, that is what is this world. That came from Mahaprabhu. Neho nanasti kinchana. Sarvam khalidam brahma. Everything is God. But everything, so there is everything also, and God also. We cannot sacrifice that sarvam, everything, and only God, then why we are here? So both sides must have recognition, and the harmony between them, that is the truth proper. This is the argument of Mahaprabhu. Plurality and the unity, diversity and the unity, and the harmony. That is the whole thing. And proper adjustment is necessary, and dislocation is bad. Maya means dislocated. Provincial, local interest clashing within them, and clashing with the absolute also. But they must be come into understanding with the absolute wave. Then there is harmony. All these things are to be discussed and understood. Okay? You are going to the doctor now?
Another half an hour then. Another half an hour.
Yeah?
I'll take another half. 1 half hour.
After one hour.
Half an hour.
Badinanpur is here.
Yes.
So, to stay here for a long time, that may be detrimental to you. You should take rest.
I'm going, yes, ma'am.
Yes, you go and take rest.
I have no more questions, Maharaj.
No more questions. This is not truth.
It's certainly not the truth.
You have many questions.
I don't want to disturb you anymore.
Oh, that is another thing. Then you are disappointed here. That means.
Not disappointed, Maharaj. Not more disappointed.
But somewhat.
Only slightly disappointed.
Somewhat.
I'm just disappointed.
But cannot be. Cannot but be.
I don't see this.
That you will speak lie. You can't tell a lie.
When I can see ISKCON, the Gaudiamats, and all the Gaudiamats dancing in ecstasy in front of Jagannath in the next period after that, then I'll be very happy. I'll be very happy.
You have got so many differences. Your hair, your nail, and your eye. So many differences.
Yeah, but the material differences.
This is all drawn from the spiritual. It cannot demand any originality of a soul. So many things to be understood.
I like to be simple.
Krishna is the cause of Kurukshetra fighting. Do you know that?
He's the cause of.
And in his presence, in his presence, the whole Yadu Vamsa was finished. Under his eye. What is that?
That is Krishna's arrangement.
Can you understand this? The Yadu Vamsa, in his presence, Yadu Vamsa was finished. He was a sightseer. How can you adjust?
Maharaj.
Fighting is life. Fighting is life.
Krishna is a sportsman.
I understand this. I must stand and plead for this. Until and unless I can change my understanding, I cannot be one with them. That is, physical oneness is not one. To maintain physical peace, that is want of vitality. We must be true to our own understanding, I shall say that. You want to crush everything, jumble together into one mass, and that is matter of stone, of stonified, fossilized. A fossilized unity, you want to see a fossilized unity. What is the conception?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu unity. This unity and harmony. You said it yourself, Maharaj.
The harmony means independent thinking there.
Harmoniously.
Harmoniously.
Harmony.
We have to find the plane, the common plane. Otherwise you would think, oh, they are fighting one another. But the common plane, when you would be able to see, oh, they are doing real things. Diversity. Mother has cooked food. One child will say, oh, this is too much bitter, this is too much salt, and this is sweet. And this may be variety, that is the question of life. That says, shows that there is life. There is diversity. There is plurality in unity. Otherwise, all unity means a jumble, a dead unity. The Pandavas, the Bhima Arjuna, they are submissive to Yudhishthira. Still sometimes they revolt against him.
Well, I mean, I only made a simple point. My point was, the more one is dedicated, feels dedication towards Krishna, the more one is disappointed. I personally don't have
a different rasa. Krishna is not representing only one feature. He is of infinite feature. To accommodate infinite possibility. That is Akhila Rasamrita Murti. different groups. Among difference among the in the same group there are so many different elements. Radharani and Chandrabali fighting clan, two camp fighting to satisfy him. We have to understand how it is possible to very mildly, human, with humanity, we have to try to follow how it is possible. The opposition party is there in the parliament to enhance the work of the main party in this way. The Betirik, Annoy Betirik, direct and indirect makes complete. And that if that principle is distributed everywhere, then no difficulty to understand the differences there. We are not to create another world, but what is there, we have to try to understand that. Why it is so? What is the meaning underlying? What is the difference between Krishna and Balaram? Why? Balaram is siding Duryodhana and Krishna siding Pandava. Why? They are one and the same almost. What is your answer? All these bogus. Then why have you come to ISKCON? A Gauriya Math. Unity in variety.
I have come to Gauriya Math for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's gift.
So?
Gift of divine love.
To? And the love means, love means there is classification amongst the lovers. Rupa Goswami says, when he has supplied one general, ahirva gati premna sabhava kutila bhavet. Try to follow this. Just as serpent moves in a crooked way, that is its nature. So the very nature of affection is a crooked thing. He has supplied this main principle. Try to follow that. Ahirivo, ahi means serpent. Premna, the way, the movement of love is generally in a crooked position, just like the movement of the serpent. So, we call, sometimes with cause, sometimes without cause, the lovers, they differ. For his satisfaction is designed by Yogamaya to remove the sterilization, the stale position of the lila. So many things are there. Try to adjust. Don't be eager to create another world. So the Shankar, Buddha, they preferred that the ultimate goal is non-differentiated, unknown and unknowable. They finish there. He go then, there. Very peaceful position. Annihilation of all diversity. The deep slumber, their goal is like that. And many are followers of that creed. But there, sacrifice is less degree. Higher sacrifice, living dedication, toleration for the center, central truth. That has been called the higher life of dedication. Just opposed to your exploitation, and that is dedication. And dedication has met its nectar, and exploitation has met its poison. And in the middle also what we want, all harmonized into death. That is Bhampa Nidban or Pragiti Nidban. Their brain went so far. The final peace, no differentiation, no trouble, all in slumber, buried in slumber, eternal slumber. If you prefer, you go, that's good, follow.
I've stated my position, Maharaj.
But dedication, what you find here, it is the reflection. The whole thing is in the original. But only here, exploitation and their dedication. And dedication makes it beautiful everything. The quarrel also. Out of dedication, it is beautiful. Try to understand. And that is for reality. And this is the quarrel this peaceful dealings, that is also material for exploitation, impossible. What is here, it is in total there. But that is dedicated area and this is exploited area. This is the difference. Try to understand this general principle. And if you like, you have to viraja brahma log bhedi parabhum pai tabe jaya tadupari golok vrindavan. And the golok krishna jato kahala sarvottam naralila. The aprakita means prakita bhat. Our Guru Maharaj explained this. This five stages of knowledge. First stage, pratyaksha, sense perception. Second, paroksha, not direct perception of one's own sense, but recruited from the perception of another sense. The third, some sort of peaceful zero in the deep slumber, that is samadhi, bhanga samadhi. Then next, fourth dimension, adhokshaja, the knowledge that may come down here to meet us, but when we draw, we are nowhere. We can't meet as our own right. We can't go. We are more gross. And that is very subtle conscious substance that can come here, descend. Then we can feel when we draw up, we can't meet him. That is adhokshaja. And then aprakita. The last stage of experience is aprakita. Very similar to the mundane. This thieving, telling lies, then trespassing is there. Just like here, prakita-bhat. But that is the highest conception, the full freedom of the Absolute Personality. Not carved by any law, social law or anything else, the autocrat is trying to absorb everything, illegally, crossing all possibility of law. That is aprakita. That is very similar to this mundane. But it is just opposite to the mundane, sweetest place, because that is meant only to satisfy Krishna, the center. The suicidal squad. Aprakita means suicidal squad. They are up to anything for the satisfaction of Krishna. No law, no harmony you can apply there. They are all extremely dedicated to Krishna. That is aprakita. Very similar. No prakita is aprakita. Every possibility of taking it as mundane. But it is not so, just the opposite. Hare Krishna. So all of a sudden you won't be able to swallow everything. By gradual process you have to understand, to hear and hear and hear from proper source. Then you will find adjustment. The three planes of life. One, the plane of exploitation, plane of renunciation, plane of dedication. And dedication also calculative and spontaneous. Everyone is dedicating you rich. Where do you go? You have the chance of finding fault. No finding fault is possible there. Everything fully dedicated. No selfish party to draw anything from the bank. All depositing in the bank, but none cutting the check. Hare Krishna.
You don't mind, yes.
Hare Krishna. Kata bhaiga?
Nata.
Nata? Gaudhari, 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 Gaudhari. Vidai, Gaudhari. eller kvinnor alla. Jag kunde. So your time is up. Almost half an hour. To go to the doctor. Basu betti no betti va.
Yeah.
You have to put the argument in this way. Mahaprabhu was enraged, unknown.
Then the next one is a little ambiguous. Is a devotee who is serving Krishna sincerely according to the inner dictations of his own mind and heart, also according to Shastric principle, under guidance of Guru, is this devotee any different from another devotee who is serving Krishna by following the dictations and desire of another Vaishnava as a humble servant? What is the difference between these
that
two?
That depends upon the Vaishnava and the Guru and the Vaishnava, their absolute position, it would depend.
On their Adhikar.
Adhikar.
Yes, all right.
The Guru in the relative position may come, may be used from lower position. Everywhere there is Guru. Guru, according to the capacity of the clan, of the group. Yeah. The Guru comes, the Vaishnava, though the disciple would think that he is the perfect teacher, but still from the absolute consideration, it does not stand like that. The another Vaishnava may be of higher realization than a Guru who is dedicated to teach the lower group of people, kshatra. So Guru is a relative position. Everywhere we may find Guru of different capacity. And so the Guru and as a Vaishnava, their quality should be judged and determined.
Yes. All right. So, why are we fine today?
Family Guru Yadunandan Acharya. He left, went to Mahaprabhu, Swarup Damodar. Then again he went to Vrindavan to finish him. But he got a Guru in Rupa Sanatana.
Yes.
And he enhanced his position there and became the Acharya of the Prayojan Tattva, the highest realization there. But why is his Guru here in Bengal, Brahmi family? And Radha Goswami was not an ordinary person.
Yes.
Still he had his first Guru in that way. So relative and absolute. The calculation of the both is necessary in every case. Absolute consideration, calculation, that should be at all the higher position. Sadharma Nisanam Sivu and Sabdharma and Parityaj. These two things will always come in our decision, in the path of our decision, acceptance and elimination. Hari Krishna.
First brother,
when
a dead man, a living man, this man was inquiring. That peace has had victory, not less renown than war.
Peace has had victory, not less renown than war.
In a particular sonnet. So many sonnets he has written. Cromwell, Guy Fawkes, his blindness, capacity. Even the Mayavadis, all sannyasis, they respect this day as Guru Bodhi, you know. So, well, that is the general Guru. Nityananda Guru worship best day, best puja. He celebrated in Sivasana. And the day of departure of Sanatana Goswami. The leader of the six Goswamis. This is Jalo. Dvi Senapati. Kaviraj Goswami has mentioned them, Rupa Sanatana, as two generals of Mahaprabhu to conquer the spiritual world. Rupa Sanatana, a fabulous name. They came from Karnataka. The original home was Karnataka. Very fair looking. Orthodox section of Brahmins in the beginning. Gaudhari. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur. Nityananda Guru was in charge of Bengal, in a wicked place, where he had to shed his blood for his work. Nityananda. Rupa Sanatana, more diplomatic. Because in Vrindavan side there were other sampradaya also, Nimbarka, Vishnu Swami, then Ramanuja Madhva, so many other sections, subsections were present there. It was necessary to move there a little diplomatically. And Sanatana Prabhu was the expert in his dealings. So he was left in charge of the western side. And Nityananda Prabhu had been about Bengal for years. Gaur. Actually, the whole of Arjavata, northern India, is called Gaur. Pancha Gaur, Pancha Dravis. Five provinces are known as Dravidas.